Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and today, Mi'etz Hashem, we'll be discussing the Halachas of Erev Rosh Hashanah. So it's brought down in the Paiskim that the minig is, it comes from the Gemara, Maseches Yuma, the Gemara says, "Dei ha'roitzesh lo yiskaimu nedarav shekol ha'ashanah, yamoid b'rosh ha'ashanah, v'yoymar kol nedarim shani osid lidar b'shanah zu yiyo b'teilim." That in the Gemara says, that every once a year, beginning of the year, you should stand up and say, any nedarim that I make in this following year, should be bottled, should be bli neder. And this is where the minhag came from, to say kol nidre on Erev Yom Kippurim kevavuyer in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. But l'maisa is reason v'akdim l'mitzvahs. And we do already Ataras Adarim Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's two inyanim of Ataras Adarim. First of all, to be matted in Adarim we made already, that we didn't realize we made those in Adarim. And then, for the future, we make a Mesiris Maidah, we make an announcement saying that any neder that we're going to make should be bottled. And this comes from, this minhag is already brought down in the Shulah, and it's brought down the Shari Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch. And the reason why we're so machmi on this is because the Aveira of Nedarim and Shvuos is very big, and the Gemara says it causes Chas V'Shalom Misa for Ishto Yobonov, and therefore, before the Me'adim, we try to take care of our Nedarim. It's actually a remez. The Pasuk says, Lo Yachel Devarei Kechol, the end of each of those words, Loi is Aleph, Yachel is Lamed, Devarei is Vav, and Kechol is a Lamed, is Seifei Teves El, stands for Elul, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is the end of Elul, we do Hataras Adarim. Now, Hataras Adarim has to be done. The three Dayanim have to be three Gedolim. They have to be over by Mitzvah. And L'chatchila, they should have Simone Gadlus, which means, you see, they have a beard, so you know for sure they're Gedolim, because it says by, when you matter net, this is a Deraisa, you can't be Chsoymech and Chazaka Derava, that every 13-year-old has Shtei Cyrus. You have to make sure that the person is a Gadol. But l'mais, when it comes to Erev Rosh Hashanah, since it's not a regular Ataras Adarim, it's just a minig, therefore the price can bring down that you could be Mekel and take anyone over Bar Mitzvah, even if you're not sure they have Shtei Cyrus. That's what's brought down in Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Dalad, Simen Nun Dalad, Oiz Dalad. He brings down, but l'mais, there is an Indian to be Machmir to make sure the person who's one of the Yonim are Gedolim, even though they're over Bar Mitzvah, make sure that they have a beard and they have Shtei Cyrus, that will be L'chatchilo. Now, the halacha is you're allowed to use kroivim for Ataras Adarim. It could be a father and son, it could be brothers. For Ataras Adarim, it's not a problem for them to be kroivim. Now, what about Ataras Adarim for Noshim? Actually, by the Achenu, the Svardim, the women come to Ataras Adarim. They do Hatara every Matzah Shabbos and El, and the ladies do come. But what about by Unz Ashkenazim, do the Noshim do Ataras Adarim? So the meaning is, most Noshim do not do Ataras Adarim. The Soymich on Kol Nidre from Yom Kippur night, and even if they don't go to shul, they should say Kol Nidre at home, and that will help to a certain extent. But definitely, if they go to shul and they say Kol Nidre together with the Chazan, they are Yoitza with the Kol Nidre, the Ataras Adarim with that. But there are some who are medakdik that when they do Ataras Adarim, they say, I want to do V'chein L'Ishti, I also want to do this for my wife. And the halacha is, even though you can't make a shliach for Ataras Adarim, but a husband and wife could make a shliach for each other, and therefore the husband could be a shliach for the wife to be matan neder. But if you do that, then the Bezdin who's answering should say, HaKol Mutarim Lechem, not HaKol Mutaloch, because you're talking to the husband and the wife, and therefore you should say, V'losh Rabim Mutarim Lechem. Now, the meaning is that Ketanim, even though after they're 12, they can make a neder already, the Re'a Muflo Samach Lish, the meaning is that we don't do for Ketanim, we don't do Ataras Adarim for under Bar Mitzvah, we don't do Ataras Adarim until they're Bar Mitzvah, when they want to matter the only neder, we don't do it until they're Bar Mitzvah. Now, there's another meaning, Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's brought down the Torah already, to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. And L'maisa, it's brought down in the Ramah that we're not mashlim the tainis, we don't finish the tainis, that we don't say vayichal by mincha, even though there's 10 people fasting. And the minig roiv ha'olam today is like the Shilas Yavitz, they only fast until chatzos, even before mincha, they fast until chatzos on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And you don't have to makabel this tainis by mincha before, even though a tainis that's not a tainis tzibur, you're supposed to makabel in the mincha before, but since this is a minig, that's a special Klal Yisrael, you don't have to makabel on the mincha before that for this tainis, and you're allowed to eat before Alois HaShachar. Now, someone who is minig is to fast, and he wakes up in the morning, it's half him to fast, he does not need Hataras Adarim. That's what's paskin in the Matta Ephraim. Matta Ephraim writes, he says, Amokam Shiash Ksas Choyli Ein Tzorach Lesanois, the Matta Ephraim is Tof Kuf Payal of Sif Lamed Ches, he says, Umokam Shiash Ksas Choyli Ein Tzorach Lesanois, Av Shekfar Sana Erev Rosh Hashanah Kaam Pomim, you know, he did a bunch of years. Ain tzarach hatara, shein zedoyim leneder. Kivin shleisana rak mitzala minig hatzibur. Imkain al das haminig kibul of metchila. Yoli Makabal Das a Minig, and Lamaisa, the Minig is not, if you're not feeling well, it's not a Minig, so therefore, it's fine. You don't have to matter neder if you're not feeling well, you want to break it fast. Now, the halacha is that we take a haircut, L'Kavod Rosh Hashanah, we cut our nails, to show that we are Beiteach in the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're going to have a good Yom HaDin, and we're going to have a good Gemench Diyar. And the Minig is also the Tevel in a Mikvah Erev Rosh Hashanah, to be tar from all the Tumah. And if he can't do that, he should at least pour on himself Tisha Kavin. And some say, L'Chatchilo, you should not go to the Mikvah before an hour before Chatzos. That means you should go later on in the day, you know, after Chatzos, or till an hour before Chatzos is fine already. Before that, it's not, the Chayadim says, it's better. It's not so Mikker, you're doing it for Yontif, and therefore it's better to go Chatzos time or an hour before Chatzos. Now, what about buying a Mokoyim Kavua in the Beis Medrash with Maisa money? It's a big Shaila. Some shuls call it membership, some call it, they sell the seats. Are you allowed to use Maisa money for that? So it's a Mechalikas HaPaiskim. Some say you're allowed to use, but others saying this is really, most Paiskim hold like this way, that it depends. If it's a type of shul, they don't let you in unless you have a seat, unless you buy a seat, unless you pay membership. So then you cannot use Maisa money for membership, because there it becomes like a chiyuv. You have to pay the membership, and therefore you can't use Maisa money for that. But if they let people to come to the shul and you don't pay a membership, then, which is like most shuls, then you can use Maisa money to buy a seat for the, buy a seat or membership for the shul. Now the Ramah brings down that there are some places that the noyig to go to Beis HaKfaris on Erev Rosh Hashanah and to daven betchina is there. The Mishabura and Sifkat Chav Zayin brings down that even though you're going to the kever, you should not put your trust in the Mesim, Chas V'Shalom, he says, but you should daven to Hashem and not put your Megamosa. I'll show you, I'll read his Lashon. He says, the Ramah says, V'yesh v'koymes noyiges leilich ala kevarois l'har v'shom v'tchinois, v'noyistim shom tzedok alaniyim, zok de Mishabura, the basic kevarois v'mokum nuchas ha-tzedikim, v'atfilin skabal shom yoyse, tfilin shom skabal there. Ach, al yosim Megamosa neger ha-Mesim, don't put your trust to the Mesim. Achivakish v'Hashem yisparach, she'yidin alav rachmim b'schus ha-tzedikim sheikhin ofer. You beg Hashem to give us rachmim b'schus ha-tzedikim who are here. That's how the Mishabura learns. There are those, especially in the Hasidish Paiskim, who say that you could daven to the tzaddik, and there's Makairis to it. You find Kalev daven by the caver of Rami Tzaviyakar, by the Baruch HaKpela, and it seems like he asked them to help them out. By tzaddikim, you could ask tzaddikim. So it's a big shaila how to learn. Mishabura says you should dafka daven to Hashem, b'schus tzaddikim. Others say you can ask tzaddikim to intercede for you. But that's not for now. That's the machlokes. But there is a minig to go erev Rosh Hashanah to the Beis HaKfaris. And there's one more minig I want to mention is that they brought down from tzaddikim that there's a hiddur to buy a new knife for Rosh Hashanah. It's a school of parnasa, and there's a remez achayse chayim l'chol chay that's the remez to buy a new knife for Rosh Hashanah. Everyone should have miyatz Hashem a good gebench to yar a kasiva chasima toiva.